So let's just talk about that you're meditating and you get completely hooked. And let's just say what's completely hooked you is fear. That's a good one. Anger, fear, really strong emotions. Jealousy, you know, fantasy of a jealousy. What I began to notice long before I heard teachings on Chenpa was that I could let the words go by saying, thinking or touching them lightly and letting them dissolve and come back to the breath. And then I was breathing in and out and the feeling was still there, very strong. So this is actually an instruction. Come back to the breath and let the breath itself somehow give it some space, ventilate it, and it gives you a way to stay with the underlying feeling. It gives you a way to stay with what in the past I've called drop the storyline, stay with the energy. Basically, interrupt the momentum of Shenpa and just come back to the breath and the underlying energy of the Shenpa, which is still there even though you're not feeding it with all the words. And then you might do that for a little tiny while, and then it wants to breed the old habitual thoughts because they take you away, and you, all of us, we equate this with comfort, that the underlying discomfort or unease will go away if we go back to our old strategy. But really, as we begin to see more and more clearly, we realize that it in no way eases the unease, but basically the habit of going to the anger or the habit of the negative mind or the habit of the craving mind that's thinking about all these pleasure things, whatever it is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And the ability to cut it is, the challenge of it is getting stronger and stronger because we get so good at it. So really interrupting the momentum of Shenpa, which at this point is interrupting the internal dialogue, even though in itself it's not a problem. We come back to the breath and we just stay present with the breath and the feeling is still there. The breath, in my experience, does not repress the feeling. I experience it as ventilation, helps me to relax, and allows me to stay present with a feeling that I want to exit from. And it also allows me to see that the thoughts are arising and keep coming back to the present moment, which at that point, basically learning to stay at a time when the energy is very uneasy, very uncomfortable, very disagreeable, and habitually I've spent years and years getting good at exiting from it. So the breath actually becomes a support.